catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QVC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good-sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slatted floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Phone them at 320-837-5288. Or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Sunshine in Meyer Grove for the final day of Region 15C. And Randy Rothstein, it's Richmond and Watkins. Let me dive into those lineups. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Clippers making their, I think I counted, 25th state tournament appearance.
Pretty impressive.
Unbelievable, yeah. For a Class C baseball team, 25 of them. But when you got Bruce and Matt Geislinger for about four decades, Randy, makes it a little easier. Leading off at shortstop, Nolan Geislinger batting second and catching Lincoln Haugen. Batting third in center field, Kevin Kramer. Batting fourth in right field, Dan Berg. Batting fifth at first base, Brendan Ashton. Batting sixth in pitching will be Carter Block. Batting seventh in left field, batting seventh at third base, Carson Geislinger. Batting eighth in left field, Gavin Mathias. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Heath Kramer. He'll be hitting for the second baseman, Dustin Kramer. Again, Geislinger, Haugen, Kramer, Berg, Ashton, Block, Geislinger, Mathias, and Kramer, with Dustin Kramer being DH4 at second base. That is the Clipper lineup. I'll get you that Richmond lineup here in the top of the first inning. As Blaine Ottman climbs the mound here in Meyer Grove, Blaine, the manager for the Royals, as he will call his own number here today, as the right-hander ready. Gets the sign from his catcher, Cole Schmitz. His first offering to Nolan Geislinger. He's missing outside for a ball. First pitch, 10-58. For Richmond, leading off in DHing will be Chase Elshire. Batting second at third, Cam Miller. Batting third and catching, Cole Schmitz. Batting fourth at first base, Sam Holthaus. Batting fifth in right field is Justin Schrader. As Ottman's 1-0 delivery to Geislinger, that is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Batting sixth at second base, Kyle Buddy. Batting seventh in left field, Dusty Adams. Batting eighth in center field, Carter Thielen. Batting ninth at shortstop, Adam Backus. Blaine Ottman being DH4, doing the pitching today. As this pitch hit on the ground towards first, high hop for Holthaus. Sam will win the race to the bag. Three unassisted right there for out number one. Randy,
that's the kind of hop you like.
A Sunday hop.
Yep, a Sunday hop right into the gut. Yeah, no place to go for that ball but straight down or into the glove.
It's either in your glove or you're knocking it down.
Yep.
Man, Nolan busting up that line, too. I like the way the kid plays the game.
Oh, he's fast. Fast player.
Lincoln Haugen to the plate for the Clippers here as the first offering from Ottman to Haugen. Chopped foul. Ooh, got caught all day yesterday, and he starts today cramping one off of the front foot.
I noticed that in Lincoln's first at-bats, he likes to go after that first pitch in his first at-bats. He'll work the count a little bit more as the game goes on, but I think he's anticipating fastball, that first pitch. And, of course, Blaine, with all the funny stuff that he throws, he's way out in front of it, and slaps it off his ankle.
How do you like to catch potentially two games today and knowing your first at-bat, before you even got the gear on, you're already wearing one? Is he thinking it's going to be one of those days or what?
Exactly. Exactly.
Late arriving crowd here in Meyer Grove still trickling in as Ottman back out on the mound, hooking back into the batter's box as the one strike pitch missing high for a ball, evening it up at 1-1. Clippers took advantage of some mistakes by Lux yesterday, but they had the hit and shoes packed as well, Randy.
You bet. Yep. They came out hitting yesterday. Carter Block had a home run for the Clippers, just the second home run of the tournament.
As Ottman's 1-1 pitch, that's hit in the air to right field. That ball will drop in front of Justin Schrader for a one-out single. Lincoln is not feeling good, Randy.
Not at all. He was grabbing that after the last pitch yet. So Matt does not have a lot of players to choose from on the bench right now as far as a pinch runner goes.
Lincoln will be lifted for a pinch runner. It'll be Lane Harf pinch running for Lincoln. And that's not what Geislinger wanted to see, as Haugen, gosh, he almost looks better jogging off the field than he did when he was running up the first base line.
Yeah. Does not feel good, that's for sure.
Did you hear him right there?
Yeah.
Hit me right in the butt.
Right in the foot. Kind of like a Max Kepler injury.
Yeah. So Harf will run for Haugen here, and that brings Kevin Kramer to the plate for the Clippers as Ottman works from the set for the first time. Blaine comes home, his first offering to Kevin. That's hit in the air to short right field. Coming on is Schrader. He's not going to get that one. And a couple punch singles to right for Haugen and Kramer. Get the Clippers moving here in the first inning.
Yeah, trying not to do anything fancy with it. Just taking it to where the ball's pitched. And a lot of times it's been on that outside corner. And Kramer and Haugen taking it the other way.
So two on, one out. Dan Berg into the batter's box. As Ottman looking for that double play ball. Blaine with his time in the Central Valley League with the Cold Spring Rockies. I'm sure Berg and Kramer, Geislinger, Haugen, they all saw Blaine at some point. As Blaine's first offering to Dan Berg is in there for a strike.
Blaine and Matt Geislinger might have pitched in the state tournament down at Target Field.
They both did.
They both did.
2010 state champions in Class A were Eden Valley Watkins.
Yep.
Matt relieved his cousin Tyler in that game. And then Blaine right after that, you and I were there when Recorder defeated Delano 3-0. Pitch missing low. Nice stop by Schmitz behind the plate to even it up at 1-1. So there's a little trivia.
Does that seem like 12 years ago?
No, it does not.
Jeepers, cripes. Yeah.
I'll never forget, Randy, you and I doing that game in the Spanish language broadcast booth at Target Field. But when an airplane flew over Target Field, I thought you were going to need a new pair of underwear. You were just like, what?
Yeah.
What's happening here? Yeah, it's like, well, it's Minneapolis, Randy.
It's loud.
1-1 pitch. That's smacked to left field. Dusty Adams right on it. He jumps. Oh, it's over his head. A bad read by Adams. Harf is going to have to score because Kramer ran him off. Kramer coming right behind him. Bacchus's throw to the plate. Schmitz won't get either of them. Harf and Kramer both score, and it is a 2-0 Watkins lead on the double by Dan Berg.
Oh, and, you know, that might have been sun, too, on Dusty Adams, too, this time of the day. Kirby, early in the morning, that sun in left field is brutal, but that was hit so hard right at Dusty Adams. He, instead of going to a side and backpedaling, he just backpedaled. And, of course, the ball just kept sailing over his head.
That is I mean, I think the sun, is he looking? Yeah, he's pretty much looking right at it.
Right at it. So it's a tough read this time of the day.
So still just the one out, two in for Watkins. That was great. Kevin Kramer making the decision for Matt Geislinger right there. Like, well, you got to wave one of us and probably both because I'm right on his tail.
There will be some kidding in the dugout about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, Harf almost getting run off as
the old
pitch
man.
Smashed foul by Ashton. Evens it up at 1-1. So two in for the Clippers here. They still got a runner at second base. Now Dan Berg looks like he's got something up with one of the Gams, Randy.
Dan has been dealing with hammy injuries.
One the count. Yeah, his shoulder was he dove for a ball yesterday. 1-1 pitch, big swing and a miss right there by Ashton. He's in a hole at 1-2.
Yeah, Berg still trying to stretch that out at second.
So 1-2 the count, two in for the Clippers here in the first inning as Ottman set, trying to put a pin in it here for Richmond as the offering to Ashton. That's hit on the ground towards short. Berg will retreat back to second. Bacchus will go across the diamond in time to retire Ashton 6-3 for out number two.
Hey, you look at Danny Berg and nursing that hamstring injury now. I mean, he's probably station to station. It's going to take something in the gap to get him in.
Brings Carter Block to the plate. Man, Berg scolded that ball. Dusty with that first step as a pause almost, not a non-step, kind of burnt him right there.
Yeah.
Goes over his head. Virtually no wind right now as I look at the flag as the first offering to Block drops in there for a strike by Blaine. Carter's going to do the pitching today for Watkins. As Block will have his number called, facing the Royals here this morning. As Blaine's one-strike pitch, that is missing down and in, to even it up at 1-1.
Block no doubter yesterday, home run to left field.
Got all of that. Pounding that ball, 1-1. Dan Berg still leads from second base. Kyle Buddy at second, trying to keep him close. As Ottman's set, his 1-1 offering to Block, off-speed pitch, that is hit high to left. Adams back a few steps, has it measured, and puts it away. For out number three, that does it for the Clippers here in the first, but they strike in the first, scoring two runs on three hits, no Richmond errors, and one runner left on base. Watkins striking first as we're on to the bottom of the first inning. You'll hear it in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15 CKASM.
Brandon Stang Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stang Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Little Meyer Grove Band on your Sunday morning as Randy Rothstein, the Clippers, with that injury to Lincoln Haugen. They got to muddy up my lineup card a little bit.
Absolutely. Lincoln fouling that ball off his foot, and that's forced him to come out of the game already. So not even playing defense yet. Brendan Ashton's going to move from first to catch, and they're going to bring Justin Thompson off bench. Kirby, he's going to play first base.
So Thompson's at first, and he'll be in that two spot in the batting order. Ashton moves to behind the plate for the Clippers. So not the start the Clippers were looking for in every way other than the scoreboard, right? I mean, they got the two spot up
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. They got the lead here early on. So
moving some guys around, though. Chase Elshire is going to lead things off as Chase, Cam Miller, and Cole Schmitz do up for Richmond here in the first inning. Trailing by two, get their first look at Carter Block. As Block, the right-hander for the Clippers, first offering to Chase. He's missing down for a ball. I'll set the Clippers up for you defensively here. As Block right back, his 1-0 pitch to Elshire. That's slow for a ball as well. At third base, it's Carson Geislinger. At shortstop, Nolan Geislinger. Second base, Dustin Kramer. And at first base, Justin Thompson. As Block's 2-0 pitch to Elshire popped up, fouling out of play. Count now 2-1. In left field, it is Gavin Mathias. Center field, Kevin Kramer. Right field, Dan Berg, catching Brendan Ashton, and on the mound is Carter Block. As the right-hander rocks and fires, pitch to Chase, missing high for a ball, 3-1 the count.
I think in a perfect world, Kirby, I think that's why Matt Geislinger had Thompson on the bench. He pitched a full, complete game yesterday, and it's like if we can keep him on the bench for one game at least.
Well, he was in the initial lineup.
Yeah.
He was in left field, but maybe throwing the ball in from the outfield, he thought that didn't feel all that good, so we're going to get him out of there. See Matt just go down to talk to his dad, Bruce, and Bruce is probably asking, what's going on with all your guys here?
Yeah.
So Cam Miller to the plate. Elshire, the hero yesterday, he's aboard at first as the first offering to Miller. That is outside for a ball. Plate umpire today, Ricky Hendrickson. Behind the mound right now on the bases is Nick Hemish. Chase not much of a lead at first. As block set, his 1-0 pitch to Miller. That is in there for a strike to Cam. Evens it up at 1-1. Cam with a couple hits yesterday. Nice job of shooting that ball to left, we noticed yesterday, off that Reller outside fastball, Randy. Miller, good job taking what Ty gave him.
A couple sacrifice bunts, too.
As block set, his 1-1 to Miller. That's fouled straight back, moving our count to 1-2.
Miller frustrated after that swing. He was right on that and just got the underside of the baseball.
Wanted to do a little more than just foul it straight back, clearly, as 1-2 the count. Block set, big hole to work with over at first with Thompson holding on Miller as that pitch just missing the corner, evening it up at 2-2.
Boy, that's a good eye. You could see Miller Kirby watching that ball all the way. He watched that into the mitt of Brendan Ashton.
Big bat of Cole Schmitz on deck for Richmond here, trailing by two in the bottom of the first inning as blocks 2-2 to Miller. Swing and a miss. Got the heater by him right there for out number one. Big hack at that one. Comes up empty. Brings Cole to the plate. Schmitz, that big first weekend, kind of quiet yesterday. He stung a couple balls. He hit one, I remember, right at Rademacher and left, and then he chased Rademacher, what would you say, 10, 15 feet from the fence another time.
Yeah.
Pitch missing for a ball. 1-0 the count to the big Richmond catcher. Elshire still aboard at first. Block, his 1-0 pitch to Schmitz is swung on and missed. Pops out of the mid of Brendan Ashton. Elshire stays put there at first base. Keeping our count at 1-1, or moving our count to 1-1, excuse me. Richmond with the fans, Randy, sitting in the sun over there. That looks like a nice spot to take in the game, huh?
Doesn't it, though? Oh.
Peaceful morning here on your Sunday. Block set, his 1-1 to Schmitz. That is on the corner for a strike.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah, it was. Pitch for a long time if you can clip that corner. Little zip on the heater as well. One on, one out. Bottom of the first inning. As block set. He's 1-2 offering to Schmitz. That is popped up, fouling out of play. A healthy hack at that one from Cole. Not surprising.
Had a tough time waiting on that one, Kirby. Yeah. Just starting that whole body in motion, and his swing had him out in front of it.
1-2 the count. Seeding game. Each of these teams destined for Dundas, Faribault, and Meesville already. 1-2 pitch. Chopped on the ground to third. Could be two. Geislinger goes to second for one. Kramer's relay back to first in time. Around the horn go the Clippers. 5-4-3. And the twin killing puts Richmond to bed here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played 1-2-0 our score in favor of Watkins. On to the second. Coming up in a minute and a half right here on Chasm Radio.
You want more from a compact utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the newest Massey Ferguson tractors, offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be, and why Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Your tomorrow is important to Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, we'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey, Ted, when you gonna stop playing?
Back in Meyer Grove, on to the top of the second inning. Cole Schmitz hitting into that double play as he's now back behind the plate. Got the tools of ignorance on. Throw down to second. It'll be the bottom of the order here in the top of the second for Watkins, Carson Geislinger, Gavin Mathias, Heath Kramer. Now, Randy, I've got Justin Thompson on my original lineup card in that eight spot. I don't think I ever remember all these years of doing scorebook, and my dad taught me when I was real young how to do it, but I don't ever remember having the guy being in the lineup twice, basically.
As exactly.
Pitch popped up, first pitch, Kyle Buddy not even having to move as he catches that one at second base as Carson's skying that one for out number one.
Kyle definitely needed sunglasses there, yeah. Kirby. You look at a lot of these parks are set up the same way, so
yeah, they were built for a perfect sun at 1:30.
Exactly. Not at 11 o'clock.
Not at 4 o'clock.
Not at 4 o'clock. No, so Buddy needed the sunglasses there.
Ottman's first offering to Gavin Mathias is in there for a strikeout. I noticed that when the park started putting lights up and stuff. It's like, oh, why did St. Martin build that field when the sun was going to set like that? It's like, well, in 1920 or whatever they built Ray Weber Field, they didn't care about night games or anything like that because it was always going to be a 1:30 Sunday affair. Ottman's first pitch missing for a ball to Mathias. Second pitch in there as this pitch is missing as well. 2-1 the count. I got a good Blade Ottman story for you, Randy, as he had a you wear these as well, and these are becoming pretty popular in the last 10 years. It's like those Fitbit watches.
Yeah.
As this pitch hit on the ground towards second, Kyle doesn't have to fight the sun on this one as he rips it over to first, 4-3 to retire Mathias for out number two. But he was wearing that yesterday, and he said after Richmond's dramatic victory on the Bacchus scoring in on the Elshire base knock, that he looked at his phone and he had two alerts from the app on his from his watch to his phone that said, like, you might need to seek medical attention because your heart rate is so, you know, excessive. Or I don't remember what the exact numbers are, not being a cardiologist, but it was something like, yeah, are you okay? Yeah. Or something like that. Like, well, no, I was just super nervous and stuff like that. So,
well, I put my watch, it's sitting at home today because the last few days it's given me notices. You've been sitting too long.
Really know how to make you feel lazy.
I know.
Heath Kramer fouls one off, and now he waves at an Ottman off-speed pitch. 0-2 the count, two away here in the second inning. Blaine looking for a cleaner second than the first. Two runs came across for Watkins in the first as his 0-2 offering off-speed curls in there. Strike three. Kramer goes down looking. Blaine gets the backwards K, his first strikeout. Clippers retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 1.5, 2-0 Watkins onto the bottom of the second in a minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's five beers for just $15. Yeah, five beers, $15. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C baseball tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
On to the bottom of the second here in Meyer Grove, your Sunday Region 15C, the farewell tour of the regions here today. As it'll be 4-5-6 in the Richmond batting order. That's Holthaus, Schrader, and Buddy as Sammy first hack pops it straight back for strike one. Holthaus, Justin, Schrader, Kyle, Buddy due up for Richmond. As Holthaus back in that left-handed batter's box, Carter blocks one strike pitch missing high, evening it up at 1-1.
Like some of these players, very animated, and Sam is one of those as far as critiquing himself after he swings.
Pitch missing high for a ball, 2-1. Plays hard, and it matters to him. You can tell. Competitor out there. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss from Holthaus. Evening the count up at 2-2. That's what you're talking about, that little re-swing, right? Afterwards, trying to make sure everything's where it belongs. Two and two, the count as blocks, 2-2 offering to Holthaus. That's popped up foul over our heads. Count stays at 2-2.
Was he the one that whizzed one by us?
Sam? Yeah, over here. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, so heads up, Kerb.
You got it. I'm watching the game. 2-2 pitch just off the plate right there. Good take by Holthaus to fill it up at 3-2. 2-0 our score in favor of Watkins. They got two on a 2-RBI double by Dan Berg. Burnt Dusty Adams in the first inning as the 2-2, or the 3-2, excuse me, is low. And the second starts like the first did for Richmond with a leadoff lefty walk.
Yeah, that's good at bat by Sam Holthaus, making block throw, a few pitches. And you can tell Holthaus knows that strike zone.
I think he caught a lot in his high school career at Apollo. He had some arm issues. I believe his arm is reconstructed. Takes his lead from first. Justin Schrader to the batter's box, and Justin smacks one through the right side. Holthaus with the long at-bat. Justin with the short one. They each reach, though, as it's a walk and a single, and Richmond gets the tying run on here in the second.
Schrader continues where he left off yesterday for the Royals.
Talk about missing some guys, and, you know, the Royals without their leadoff man and center fielder Dalton Thielen. It's a big loss, but you didn't have Justin Schrader that whole first weekend, Randy. So
right,
you lose Dalton, but you get Justin back, so it's a little bit of a silver lining. Kyle Buddy into the batter's box. We'll see if Dylan Jude will ask Kyle to bunt here in the second. Block with the first two men on. Thompson in front of the bag at first as the first pitch to Kyle. In there for a strike. No indication of bunt on that one. And if they were bunting, that would have been a pretty good one to bunt right there.
It was right down the middle.
One strike, the count. Holthaus leads from second, Schrader from first. As Dusty Kramer cheating over towards first base as well. He's thinking maybe the bunt's coming. Kyle does not indicate bunt, and he chops one into the Clipper dugout. 0-2 the count. Did you ever bat with sunglasses on?
Never.
I could never do it either.
I struggled playing with them.
I had a tough time hitting without sunglasses on, let alone with shade. You couldn't even play like outfield or anything?
No. I found it tough to play with glasses on your face.
Buddy's got a set of shades on right now, looking like Jack Parkman as the 0-2 pitch to Kyle. That'll hit Kyle? Okay.
Yeah, it must have just grazed him.
If it hit the elbow guard, I saw there was kind of an awkward
ricochet off Ashton.
Yeah. So must have hit Kyle. Somewhere, Carson Geislinger's got his arms out at third saying, what? But look at him. He's like, what are you talking about?
Was that?
So, base is loaded for the Royals here with nobody out. As the infield, corner infielders are in, Kramer and Geislinger looking to turn two up the gut. As blocking some hot water here in the second. First pitch to Dusty. That's hit into right field. That ball will drop in front of Dan Berg. Schrader is held at third base. Dusty hit it too hard. But it's a solid RBI knock right there as Holthaus comes across to score, and the Royals cut the lead in half with a RBI single by Dusty.
Nice rip by Dusty Adams. Did you see Danny Berg's little fake?
Love that move.
About froze Kyle in his tracks running from first to second. But Kyle said, I had an angle on that. I could see it was
down.
Yeah. But he froze him.
Yep. Smart play.
Like, what the heck?
Raise that glove, get the outfield or get the runners and base coaches to think maybe you are going to catch it. Slow him down a step. Base is still loaded here. Carter Thielen, first pitch, swing and foul straight back.
I'm so impressed because those are guys that can multitask. They can think of a couple things at one time. It's not only catching the ball. It's like, okay, let's deke them too. Yeah.
Very smart play by a smart guy. Schrader at third, Buddy at second, Adams at first as Thielen takes a pitch high. Carter with a 2-RBI double yesterday. Rademacher almost put that one away. That was the talk of Corky's last night, Randy. What could have been on that diving catch? As block set, now the infield all comes in here to Thielen, who hits one on the ground to second. Kramer will field. He comes home in time to retire Schrader for out number one. He brought everybody in to mow down the runner, and it worked.
It worked to perfection. Dustin Kramer, first of all, making sure he had it in his glove. Then it's like, we're going to get one out at a time here, boys. He fired a strike to Ashton.
Infield stays in with Bacchus. Watkins and Richmond don't know a ton about each other, but I'd say playing each other last week and then watching each other, they know that Thielen and Bacchus are tough to turn two on, Randy, so I kind of dig the bring the infield in here to mow down that runner at the plate. First pitch to Adam, missing low for a ball. Buddy's at third, Adam's at second, Thielen at first. Good speed on the corners. No offense to the guy on second, but he graduated when I did, so I know how old he is. Bacchus swings through that one. evens it up at 1-1. It's that good secondary, though, Randy, that little cheat code you get when the infield comes in.
Yeah.
You get to get as wide as that middle infield. As Block, 1-1 to the Royal nine-man. Scored the game winner yesterday. Bacchus is popping this one up foul, and that one will drop. My dad picked it up and flipped it back to Justin Thompson. So 1-2 the count. Bacchus trying to do a job right here. Tying run at third base. Go-ahead run at second base here. We're in the bottom of the second. 2-1 our score in favor of Watkins for now. Block wants to keep it that way as his two-strike pitch to Bacchus in there. Strike three. Adam knew it right away. He goes down looking for a big out number two.
Boy, that was right down the can, Kirby. I don't know what Adam got fooled on there, what he was looking for, but he saw fastball belt high.
Wasn't looking for that. That leaves it up to Chase Elshire here to clutch up for Richmond. Block's first offering to Chase, missing low for a ball. Seventh man to bat for the Royals here. They got one in, but they got three on and have had three on for quite some time. You'd like to get more than just the one run. Block falling behind Elshire as his 1-0 pitch to Chase. That is hit in the air to left center field. Kramer will give way to Mathias. Gavin coming on. He'll make the catch on the run. And some big outs right there. Three in a row for Carter Block, retiring the Royals and leaving them loaded. Richmond does score, scoring one run on two hits. There were no Clipper errors and three left on the pads. We have played two innings. Scoreboard now reads 2-1 in favor of Watkins. On to the third inning, coming up in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Top of the third, top of the order with the call. The Glenn Carlson Award winner from the Minnesota State Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, it's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby Hemmish. Nolan Geislinger will lead off the third inning, and first pitch hitting bounces to Kyle Buddy at second. Kyle picks it up with the backhand over to first, 4-3 on the putout. Nice little slick move there by Buddy. You know, that is a skill set in itself, the backhand, Kirby.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some guys, they can try it and try it and try it, and they'll never be good at a backhand. And then running and trying to backhand, yeah.
And then all your energy and momentum going, like, to the left center fence, and then have to wheel all the way around and go back to first base with the ball.
Yeah. Justin Thompson at the plate. He's the number two hitter in this lineup. And Justin replacing Lincoln Haugen, who went out with a foot injury of sorts. The count, two balls and a strike to Thompson.
If you look for these teams to have to get through this one and the next one, Randy, Richmond, they got Justin Schrader yet, Dusty Adams, DJ Schleicher.
As Thompson drills it into left field past third baseman Cam Miller, and the Clippers pick up their fourth hit today.
Watkins on the inverse, who do they got left? I know Nolan threw in high school. Has he done much amateur pitching?
I don't think he's done much. Carson Geislinger's pitched quite a bit for him.
Dan Berg, maybe, depending on how that shoulder's feeling. Yeah,
that shoulder and now maybe the hamstring. Maybe not.
Well, there he is. Going to fill up our Randy quota here on the air, Randy. As
Kevin Kramer into the box and a throw to first and back safely is Justin Thompson, and Kirby refers to Randy Schoenberg, Region 15C Commissioner. Randy, thank you for being up here.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
How many years have you been commissioner?
This is the 23rd year.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for doing that relentless job as Kramer swings and folds it back and out of play in a count 0-1. But you must love it, right?
Oh, it's best time of the year.
Yeah.
How did it start? Just like, who did you replace, and was it you get kind of asked to do it, or they said you'd be good at it, or how did it all come about?
It started with something with Mike Pauley, and he wasn't, whatever happened, so he wasn't doing it no more, and then it's appointed job. And Jeff Leeser asked me, and then I thought, yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
And basically, your duties during, you know, I give you grief because you're just handing out lineup cards and then doing the ground rules and then handing us the attendance total. But there's a lot that goes on besides the first 2 weekends of August, huh?
Yeah, you have a meeting earlier and you get the team that hosts it, you know, get them all set up and a little bit with the state board and get your minutes to them. And after a while, the attendance report and write checks out to the teams. And
Kevin Kramer rips it to Miller at third. To second for one, the relay to first. Not in time as the speedy Kramer beating out that double A play attempt by the Richmond Royals.
Holt doesn't even have his foot on the base over there?
I did not see that.
Okay. Yeah.
So two outs with the fielder's choice by Kevin Kramer. Right, and Kevin becomes Berg, the base runner. Thompson forced out at second. That'll bring Danny Berg to the plate. Two outs. It's Watkins leading Richmond 2-1 here in the top of the third inning. Randy Schoenberg, Region 15C Commissioner, joining us here on KASM Radio. And Blaine Ottman from the stretch. Blaine kicks and delivers to Berg. Berg rips it back to Ottman on the mound. Blaine fields, and he'll flip it to Holthouse at first, and that will do it for the Clippers. And no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. 2.5 innings, 2-1 Watkins with the lead over Richmond. Randy, can you hang around a little while?
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to Randy more coming up here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Cam Miller will lead it off for the Richmond Royals, followed by Cole Schmitz and Sam Holthouse as Miller skies this one on the first pitch to center field. Kevin Kramer has it measured and out number one on the fly ball to center field.
We get the commish up here, and the outs just start flying, Randy. It's one after another as Randy Schoenberg is joining us once again. So we got the four teams figured out. It's Watkins, it's El Rosa, it's St. Martin and Richmond that are going to go down to state. And different the last, what's it been now, 3 years since they've stopped letting you know who's going to play when right away? You got to wait till the bracket comes out?
Yep. They just don't want anybody to know nothing no more.
There were some issues. Was there some gamesmanship they thought that some teams were maybe trying to position themselves to face different spots as opposed to everyone just playing hard going for the best seed?
Yeah. If you knew what region you're facing, and then if you knew they're going to be second and third, you know, and if they got knocked off as one of the top seeds, well, then if you're facing them, well, now we're better at be at third seed instead of second, or
just knowing a team's pitching. Yeah, exactly. You could see that. Cole Schmitz at the plate, the count 1-2 to the Royal catcher as Cole takes low for a ball and 2-2.
So the brackets come out tonight, and then St. Martin's going to get a bye for sure. The decision-making as far as the region bracket came out.
Here's a chopper hit to Carson Geislinger at third. Carson across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout. Two outs for Richmond. That'll bring Sam Holthaus to the plate.
This year deciding that the Friday night winner was going to be the true champion and not have that wrestleback format. Is that would that fall on you or the managers throughout the region, or just tried something different this year?
Yeah, we just thought we'd try something. Everybody, that third game on that
yesterday
gets to be long. I don't know. We just thought we'd try it, see how people like it. If they don't like it, we can go back the other way next year.
There's a lot of regions that do that already, though,
yep.
Don't they?
Yep. Yeah.
As Holthaus will follow it to the backstop in the count at a ball and a strike. Do you know, Randy, because I asked Kirby this yesterday, when it comes to Class C games, Class B games, are there certain towns that are going to host more Class C games? Is it going to be Faribault and Dundas? Meesville B, or
I would say most Meesville B, mostly B.
Meesville B, mostly B.
I mean, they don't do it totally no more, but
right. As the pitch to Holthaus, a ball 2-1.
So Dundas and Faribault would be more of the C teams.
Correct.
It's a foul tip into the mid of Brendan Ashton, and the count 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Circling back to the bracket, Randy. Coincidentally, that team that lost Friday in the past 8-9 years, I think my dad and I figured out at one point that the Friday night winner hadn't won the region a lot. So now you're rewarding the team that is 3-0 at the time, you know, and an undefeated region champion. It's tough to kind of argue with that.
Yep. Yeah.
Three balls, 2 strikes to count to Sam Holthaus. 2 outs for Richmond here in the third inning. And Holthaus will take ball 4, and he walks for the second time today.
I mean, I see Victory League, that game on Friday night, the loser actually gets second, too. They don't even play either again.
I don't think I would agree with that. And this is just me. What the heck do I know? But, like, I would say, you know, the way you guys have it set up with El Rosa losing, because they have one loss now, and the winner of this game is going to have one loss. Why El Rosa at 2-1 as opposed to one of these guys at who would then be 3-1? Why El Rosa would get that 2 seed? I think it's right that you got to play it off
right
later today.
I do. I agree, too.
Justin Schrader at the plate takes the first pitch for a strike. Justin 1-for-1 today. Holthaus will lead from first base, 2-1, Watkins leading bottom of the third inning. As Carter Block kicks and delivers, and Schrader will foul this one back over our heads in the count 0-2. We're visiting with Region 15C Commissioner Randy Schoenberg. And Randy, I tell you, this Region 15C, they've talked about it for years being so well attended. And, you know, that's a piece to getting 4 teams into the state tournament, as it's popped up in the infield. Nolan Geislinger, Carson Geislinger calling, and Nolan makes the catch in the infield as he had his glasses on his head.
Yeah, and good spot for him, right?
The sun was beating down on him. I'll get back to you on that question, though, Randy, as we'll take a break here. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 3-2-1. Watkins leading Richmond. We're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150, Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, 3-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15C tournament.
Top of the fourth inning, Brendan Ashton will lead it off for the Watkins Clippers. It's Ashton, Carter Block, Carson Geislinger coming to the plate. Randy Schoenberg with us, Region 15C Commissioner. And Randy, I tell you, this Region 15C, we talked about attendance, but you said the formula that the state looks at, too, when it comes to getting 4 teams has to do a little bit with attendance, but it also has to do with how you finish, your teams finish in the state, right?
Yep, you got it. they give you points for your attendance, and then they give you points for success down at state tournament.
That's based on last year, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So you look at it, and a year like last year, you get St. Martin into the final weekend, you get Lux into the final weekend, and then I guess how do they measure it when you get Watkins and teams like that going back and forth between regions? Is it what they were the year before, or just kind of total?
Just when they're in your region, don't you get points for them?
Okay.
For that.
So yeah, Watkins looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
With going to the semifinals last year, so.
And that's why I tried to explain to these guys what drafting is so important, that these good pitchers would get knocked out. You have to go with.
Wow.
Wow. There's a chopper to Cam Miller, and that ball kind of played Cam. He knocked it down and threw across the diamond. Strong throw. He gets Brendan Ashton by half step over at first.
That was a bullet across the diamond right there. So you were mentioning drafting, and the draft will happen after the final game here today, and just how important it is for teams to kind of you're representing, you get another kind of town to tag along with, you know, with the team that makes it, and B, you can really load up on some of these pitching staffs with some of the guys available.
Yep.
At the plate, Carter Block, and the first pitch strike. There's strike two from Blaine Ottman and 0-2. Carter Block so far today, 0-1. Fly ball to left field, and his first at bat is Ottman. As the sign from Cole Schmitz, the right-hander kicks, delivers, and here's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. And it is 0-2 yet.
State board or anything? Kenny give you a nibble or a crumb of what they think some game times might be, or do they keep you in the dark?
Keep me in the dark. They don't let nothing out of the bag.
Well, okay.
The pitch bouncing in the dirt, and the count, one ball, two strikes. But it's got to kind of be nice, Randy, as Region 15 C commissioner. I mean, you have some local board members to fall back on. Yep. Being that Kenny voter, John Garrett's over at the St. Cloud area, and it's like to get that representation is needed for you as a commissioner.
Yeah, and now I heard Joe Kruger is retiring, so now we're trying to scoot around here, try to get somebody else on again.
Yeah, yeah. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Two. Carter Block has Blaine Ottman delivers, and here's a shot past Cam Miller into left field, a base hit, the fifth hit for the Clippers today.
That state board has seen some turnover the past few years. You have the passing of Fred Roofs and a couple other guys who've stepped away, so it's nice to get a little new blood in there.
Yep.
Are those appointed positions, or does the board select themselves? Or?
No, it's voted on.
Okay. Who votes? You guys? Commissioners?
The commissioners and the league officers and the board members.
Can you be a board member and a region commissioner?
No.
You can't?
No.
Carson Geislinger in the batter's box, and Carson takes the pitch high from Ottman. And the count 1-0 with Block at first and one out here in the fourth.
Yeah, Kenny's been pestering me a little bit.
I was just going to ask you if you've had a wild hair to join those guys ever. And? Maybe?
I'm thinking about it. We'll have to see once October comes around.
Geislinger pops this one up in the infield. Buddy shading his eyes with that glove and makes the catch even with sunglasses on. That sun is brutal. And Randy, you know playing infield over the years too. Most of these diamonds, that morning sun is tough, isn't it?
It is. The way they're all faced. You know, that's playing before noon. It's tough over there.
It is.
We said it before. They're all built for 1:30. Yeah, 11s and 4s and stuff like that. 7s, not so much.
So two outs, Block still the base runner, and up at the plate, it is Gavin Mathias, and Mathias puts this one over our press box here, falling out of play. You know, and this might be a little bit of a wives' tale, but I've always heard that they line home plate up with the church, and I'm looking here, home plate to the church. But a lot of it has been said it's north, so the fields were always south of the church, so the line is always to the north. And then
what?
I'm thinking Spring Hill, look at Spring Hill's home plate and look at the church and look at Richmond's home plate and look at the church. So I don't know.
I don't know where you're coming up with that.
But it's something for you to think about, guys. And
well, El Rosa's isn't facing it, because that would be behind it.
It would be south.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Unless they turn that park at one point, but I don't know who's feeding you this stuff, Randy.
Well, It's food for thought, guys.
Telling tales out of school.
Mathias, with a 1-1 count, drives it to straightaway center field. Backpedaling Carter Thielen, and he lost it in the sun. Block, digging around third, and now Geislinger's going to hold him. Ball gets away from the infielders, and wow. I mean, he missed that by 6 to 8 feet.
Wasn't even close.
No, was not even close. It's going to fall for a gift double for Nolan Geislinger.
And oh, you look at off the bat, Randy, it looked like he had it measured, just a lazy fly ball, and then all of a sudden the arms went out, and it's like, oh, he doesn't have a clue where that thing is. So Clippers taking advantage of old Mr. Sun right now as extending this inning and an opportunity to pick up on another Royal mistake.
You bet. Heath Kramer into the batter's box. Heath with the strikeout and his only at bat. Second and third, the runners, and Kramer holds off on that big breaking ball, and ball one. 1-0 the count. Blaine Ottman ready. The kick, the pitch. It's inside and 2-0.
Make you wonder on that fly ball runs if Block was running hard the whole way. Because off the bat, it looked like a can of corn.
Yeah.
And if he takes a couple false steps right there, that would have made the difference in Matt Geislinger holding him at third base after the ball drops.
Right, right. 2-1 our score. Watkins with the lead over Richmond. Top of the fourth. Kramer bound and determined to swing at that 2-0 pitch, and that is a strike. And 2-1, that was low in the strike zone.
Randy, as the commissioner, once the region's over and the teams go to state, do you have much to do with the teams anymore from there? Wish them luck. Nope. And go watch them, or that's
yep,
about it?
That's about it. Just get my report to the state. And
Kramer drills it to right center field. This is going to score two as Mathias follows Block across the plate, and Heath Kramer, a big RBI single, scoring two. 4-1. Watkins takes the lead over Richmond.
He pounded that.
He did. He pounded that. And Carter Thielen able to knock it down, saving it from rolling to the fence and holding Heath Kramer to just a long single. That'll bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate.
So they get two on a misplayed pop-up in the first and two on a misplayed pop-up in the fourth here.
And Nolan will take a strike call, 0-1.
Wonder what Blaine's heart rate monitor is doing after a couple of those.
Oh, on the count to Nolan Geislinger. Blaine Ottman readies himself again. Kramer the lead at first, and Nolan drills this to right field. That's a solid base hit. Rolling into the corner, Justin Schrader turns that into the infield. Geislinger legging it out for a double. Kramer to third, and Clippers keep chipping away here at Blaine Ottman in an inning that the Royals should have been out of.
Yeah, absolutely. You drop a pop-up, and then you get a base knock, and then you get a double. Now you're looking at Thompson and Kramer potentially with guys on base, so it's a tough spot right here for Richmond after the drop pop-up.
Dylan Jude, who's acting as the field manager today with Blaine Ottman on the mound, pops out of the dugout to have a word with the infielders. Number two hitter, Justin Thompson, stepping to the plate.
Randy, the the tournaments, it goes next weekend, the following weekend, then, of course, Labor Day weekend. Randy and I will be down there, but you, of course, encourage the fans to get down there to attend the games as well, to show some of that Stearns County Region 15C love to those ballparks, right?
Yep, that's another thing. I know the state don't take that into consideration, but they appreciate when Stearns County or 15C comes down and brings a lot of fans.
If you had a chance to see the Faribault Paul Park at all?
I did not.
You did not? Well, that'll be a recent memory. I don't know if they've held a state tournament at all yet over the years, as Justin Thompson takes a ball low and 1-0. Thompson batting, runners at second and third. I know Dundas has had some games. Meesville's had some games over the years. One ball, no strikes. And Thompson takes a strike called in 1-1. Ball and a strike. I know we'll be getting a state tournament back here in the area coming up in, 2026?
Six.
Yeah, it's a fly ball to left field. Dusty Adams giving chase, and he's not going to catch up to that. That'll score two more as Thompson legging it out. He's got himself a double and a two-for-two day going.
Wasn't in the lineup.
Wasn't in the lineup. No,
well, he was then. He wasn't, though. I guess you could look at it that he was in there, Then he was out of there, and now he's back in there as a defensive replacement.
A four-run inning. Justin Schrader is going to come in from right field.
Well, Randy, thanks for stopping by. We'll let you go as you're doing a great job. It's been it's been fun working with you the past few years, and we'll catch you this afternoon when you come with the attendance today, okay? Yep.
And thank you guys for always being here, and fans appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You got it.
And congratulations, right. Randy, again.
Yeah, thank you very much, Randy. Today's our day to say thank you for what you do. Randy Shainberg, a region commissioner with us here on KASM. Pitching change for the Royals in the fourth inning as Justin Thompson will Thompson out at second base, but we'll get Justin Schrader coming into the ball game from right field. And with the pitching change, let's take a 30-second timeout.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.